APGC wrestling coach Joel Reitz joins me here on Radio On The Go Sports. We're talking about the season, which for the girls, it has started. Boys season, still a couple weeks before the first official meet of the year. But, Coach, thanks for taking some time. While it's fresh on your mind, your girls team placed 8th down South Tama last night. Some strong individual performances certainly as well. But just kind of want to get your take on how things went down there.
Yeah, I think it was a really good first outing for the girls. You know, we definitely have some stuff to clean up, you know, getting off the bottom position, getting up off the mat, but and reacting to some shots and stuff. But girls are doing a great job, working really hard. And like I said, probably need to work on their conditioning a little bit, but that'll come with time, you know. As we get further down the season, I feel comfortable where we're at, and the girls are working really hard at it and doing a nice job.
You bet. A couple of returning state qualifiers. Grace Storhan ends up getting her 100th career pin last night as well. So a huge moment for her. Zoe, I believe, placed fourth, I want to say. Is that right down there? So certainly those two kind of leading the way. Some were, who were on kind of on the brink of qualifying for state last year as well. So what's that lineup kind of looking like as far as some of those, you know, top returning talent?
Yeah, you bet. You know, Grace, that was a cool milestone for her to pass. It's pretty rare for someone to get 100 career pins in a 4-year career, and she was able to accomplish that right at the beginning of her senior season. So great milestone there, and she's looking for I think she's about 26 matches away from 150 wins as well. So hopefully she can get that in too this year. But you know, definitely a leader for us and doing an excellent job again. Yeah, and Zoe Uhlenhop probably had one of the tougher brackets last night at South Tama. Couple state qualifiers and place winners down there. But looked really good, I thought, in her offensive attacks and you know, doing a nice job in the wrestling room, being a leader for her team. And, you know, Kaylee Harkin also placed third last night. Did a really nice job. She's been working really hard in the off season to get, you know, just gain more experience and improve her wrestling technical skills. And she's going to be a tough one for us and doing a really good job as well.
You bet. When it comes to kind of filling out the rest of the lineup, are you projecting to have a full dual team for the girls yet, or is it still kind of TBD?
We're pretty close. I think we're going to probably leave open 105, 110, and then one of the upper weights, either 170 or 100, well, not 190, 170 probably. But you never know. Things change too, and girls decide to change weight classes later in the season after they get their allowance. But other than those three weight classes, we're pretty solid there. So I really like where we're at from a number standpoint.
And your schedule, it's been kind of ramping up these last couple years as the girls' team has kind of grown. You got the Battle of Waterloo here again this year. I know you went there last year, but the Dan Gable Donnybrook, that's a huge multi-state tournament down in Coralville, right?
Yeah. You know, we just felt like we were getting to a level where our girls can go down there and have some success as well and compete in that tournament. So I felt like the timing was right to get into a top-level tournament. And you know, I think we'll have some girls do really well down there. You know, obviously Grace finished third last year down there, and I think she's going to be in the title contention down there. And you know, we got some others, Zoe and Kaylee and you know, some other girls that can make some noise down there.
And is that going to be a whole team thing, or is it just certain individuals?
Yeah, no, as far as I know, we're going to get everybody into the tournament, and so it'll be... You know, it might be rough on some of the new ones, but hey, it's a good experience. They got to figure out how to elevate their level too. So, you know, for some of them, it's just gaining more experience. So, you know, it's a good environment for kids to wrestle in. It'll be exciting, big arena and bigger crowd. So it's just a different environment when you walk into there. So, and hopefully for some of the ones that are potentially, wanting to get to state, I mean, that's the same arena, so at least that when state rolls around, hopefully we got some of the nerves out of the way when you walk out there for the first time. And that's kind of how I'm looking at it, and we gained some experience down in that arena.
You bet. Switching over to the boys team, you got a couple returning state qualifiers there. Kind of starting to string together some years where you're really getting a decent amount of guys down there. I know probably right before you took over, you're kind of in maybe a little bit of a lull, but you guys kind of gotten back to where you wanted to be. I have to imagine that's kind of got you guys moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited for the boys season this year. It looks like we're going to have a full lineup, and really I think we're going to have 2 to 3 guys per weight class that I feel like can compete at the varsity level. Really excited for that, and I'm just itching to see them compete.
You bet. First meet will be after Thanksgiving, but Mason Kopp, Braden Jara, the return to state qualifiers for you guys. So if you kind of just describe kind of what those guys have been up to, how you've kind of seen them grow here over the off season.
Yeah, sure. Both of them have put on some weight, so they'll be up in weight classes, but doing a nice job. They're also gaining strength as well. Both of them working hard in the wrestling room. I never have to question their effort. They're doing a nice job, and hopefully we're picking up on some, cleaning up some of our technical skills, and those two look to have a good season. And we also have Gage Miller that qualified 2 years ago, had a injury-riddled season last year, and kind of itching for his return as well.
When it comes to the rest of the lineup, what are going to be some of the biggest question marks at this point? I know you said you're probably going to have a pretty full lineup, but I have to imagine there's still some decisions to be made here and there, right?
Yeah, I mean, we may have a wrestle-off at every single weight class, which is rare for a school our size, I think. We got 36 boys out, and they're all pretty capable. We don't have any, I don't think there's any kids that you would just say, well, he can't do it. I don't count anybody out on this team. I think they're all ready and capable athletes. So, like I said, I'm excited, and it'll be fun to see the wrestle-offs as well.
All right, we'll see how that ends up going here. 3 straight days, I believe, to start the schedule. Got a home quad, then tournaments at Humboldt and St. Ansgar. So you're going to be putting on the miles there early on, aren't you?
Yeah, so we're not actually going to the Humboldt meet. I think that's a mistake on the calendar, but we opted out of that one this season. But just from a travel standpoint, like you said, it's a lot to start off the season with going from it probably wouldn't be so bad this year because, it's a home quad versus going down to North Tama or Union where it's, an hour drive back home after a long night and then turn around and you got to be out at Humboldt at 3:00 in the afternoon to get weighed in. It's not real good to throw them right into the fire right away. I like to kind of work into it a little bit. So, we're deciding not to do that one. But we are... we're going to wrestle at St. Ansgar. It's a new tournament for us. So exciting. I think it's a tournament we'll have a good chance of really competing for a team title there. So I'm really excited for that as well.
All right. And, if you guys are to take another step, as far as the dual team is concerned, what kind of comes to mind as far as, elevating your guys' stature in that area?
Yeah, you bet. I think we got the first thing kind of settled. We got the numbers up to where we can cover all our weight classes and we can move guys around because we have backups that are capable varsity wrestlers. So we can, if we feel we need to bump someone up a weight class to get a better matchup, we can slide someone in and take advantage of that as well. So, like I said, I feel pretty fortunate. I don't think a lot of schools our size have that ability from a number standpoint, so I'm really happy where those are at. So,
all right, I think that's about all I got for you, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here today?
Yeah, I'm just excited to get going, and I'm glad you're covering us again. It's we appreciate it. So
you bet. Wouldn't miss it. That's APGC wrestling coach Joel Reince here on Radio on the Go Sports. Yeah.